Welcome to the CGOB Sports Show podcast. On this episode, we are going to talk to Christian Reichel of the Manitoba Moose as they get set for their playoff series starting on Tuesday. That's it. That's all we're doing today on the podcast. Manitoba Moose, they begin their postseason tomorrow night in Cedar Park, Texas, against the Stars. The Moose finished the regular season with a pair of wins in Texas over the Stars, 8-3 Friday, 4-1 Saturday, to finish right behind Texas in the final standings. It caps off a big turnaround in the second half for the Moose, 16-7-1 over their final 24 games as they entered the series feeling pretty good about things. And amongst the crew is Christian Reichel. He had a career year. Playing in a sixth season with the Moose, suited up in 70 of 72 games, scored a career-high 23 goals, a career-high 19 assists, and it'll be his first playoff action as a pro in North America after dealing with injuries the past couple of years. I caught up with the 25-year-old from Czechia earlier today from Texas, and I started by asking how he's feeling the night before his playoff debut.
Yeah, I think everybody's feeling really good. Everybody's excited. We had a good, quick pace practice today, and I think everybody's just itching to play a game tomorrow.
Now, you just played them twice, those two games on Friday and Saturday. You did well in them, but do they mean anything going into tomorrow?
Well, I think it brings confidence to our group. But like you said, these two games were regular season games, and tomorrow is playoffs, and that's a totally different competition. I think we need to play like we did the last second half of the season and bring the energy we brought in the last few games, and I think we will be good. We just need to play desperate hockey like we were playing going into the final stretch and play our game.
Kind of weird, though, that you do play, you know, you already know you're playing Texas. You're already in Texas. You got two games against Texas, and then the playoffs start. Was there an idea of trying not to, you know, show too much to Texas the last couple of games, or how did you treat those two games?
Well, I think you treat them as any other game, because these two games, you know, you're playing against the same team, but on the other side, you need to do normal stuff you like do on normal basics that you're not playing this team. So I think we played our game. I think we did well, and we just need to brought the same energy and same intensity to these playoffs games, you know, because if you're trying to do something differently, you know, then it might cost you. So we were just playing our game.
From your perspective, you have been hurt the last couple postseasons. How ready are you to finally suit up in some playoff hockey?
Yeah, last 2 years were tough, you know, but that's hockey. You need to lift, and I took the positives out of that, and I'm ready to go. I didn't play a playoff game since I was in junior, so that's a couple years already. So I'm really excited to play another playoff games and series, hopefully. So I'm really excited to do it and play my game.
Yeah, 6 years since Red Deer and the WHL playoffs that year. So what's it been like watching the last number of years for the Moose? Just what's the feeling knowing that you can't be out there?
Well, it was tough, obviously, since I had two injuries that kind of took me out of the lineup and I could not play. But like I said, that's part of the hockey, and I could not do much about it. I was just trying to be still part of the team and help the boys around the dressing room and be confident, you know, all these little details that you don't see on the sheet. But I was still with the team, and I was cheering for them. So it was tough, definitely, because, you know, you can't help these guys, you know. So it was tough for me watching it from the top. But, yeah, finally I can play. So that's really exciting for me, and I think for the team too.
You this season scored 23 goals in 73 games after scoring 9 in 61 last year. How would you credit the big jump in offense this year?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand in confidence and I think I built good confidence in myself. And I think my line mates, Wheeler and Porto, really helped me throughout the season when I was not playing that well. And they were supporting me still. And then suddenly after December, kind of the page changed and I turned a script and suddenly everything went in. And I was really happy for it because, like you said, it was a tough start for me, but I'm really excited that I turned the page and I was helping the team to contribute and make impact.
It's not just you turning the page. The whole team, really, since the end of January, has been so much better than they were up until that point. You lost, I think, 11 in a row at one point, and since then you've been winning a lot more than you've been losing. What's been the biggest change in how the team has been able to succeed?
I think we were, first half season, we were learning how to play, I think, with each other. There was lots of new guys. And after that, December, January, I think we came together as a group. We stick together in bad times. You know, when the things were not going our way, we kept it together. And then after that, we said, okay, well, if we want to make playoffs, we need to start now. And that's what we did. And we made the playoffs. So we're really happy. We came from the basement basically to playoff series. So I think we can take that confidence that if it's not going our way, you know, we can still find a way to win hockey games and play desperate hockey.
So you got to win two of the next three games in order to ensure you get any more games at home. Tell me about the matchup with Texas. Where do you feel your game matches up with your opposition here?
Well, I think we played each other eight times in the season and, you know, we know what to expect from them and they probably know what to expect from us because there's lots of video and tape and, you know, all it will matter, all the little details, what we can do against them because then they will take the opportunity from us. So we can give them the odd man rushes, you know, and then their power play is really good too, so probably it will be a big key to stay disciplined against them too. But I think we just need to play our game and that's the main goal.
How big has Thomas Milic been in net for you guys?
Yeah, I think that was a big part of why we are where we are, because when he came in, he played really good for us, and he's making big saves in the right times. And sometimes, you know, it's not going our way and he makes a couple of big saves and then we score two and then it's a different game, you know. So, yeah, I'm really happy for him. He had a good season for us. So I just hope he will play like that, like he was playing in the regular season.
All right. Well, I'll let you go on that, Christian. Appreciate your time. Thanks for this and best of luck in the series.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the CJOB Sports Show podcast. If you like what you heard, guess what? You can hear more every weeknight on CJOB from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Thanks again for tuning in. Subscribe if you'd like. We're available on iTunes and other places, I'd imagine. So farewell until we meet again.
Come on and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you of a deal. You may not share our intellect.